Henrik and Cousins on the faceoff, neutral zone, a final shot towards the net by Greenway, glove by Gibson. Thank you, John Gibson. The Ducks win the game 4-3 and come home after a 2-2 road trip.
What a win. This is at the top of the list for team wins here for the Anaheim Ducks, coming together and fending off some so-so play right out of the gate. First 10 minutes of the first period, they knew that they had better hockey, and they sure showed it the rest of the way. What an effort by John Gibson. What an effort from Radko Gudas and Jackson Lacombe and other D that just shift after shift, competed hard, got the clears that they needed, played quick when they had to play quick. Forwards, Frank Vatrano coming in here to keep Egg Center and just putting on a masterclass of great finishing ability. Troy Terry rising the occasion. Of course, Mason McTavish with a huge performance from goalie on out. What a team win.
Hey, let's play more of these late morning games back home SoCal time. Even though we're on the road, might be successful if this is any indication.
Let's do it.
Winning all right
is more fun, Steve. We always say it. It's just more fun when you win, and I'm ecstatic right now.
So am I. Great job. Some adversity on the trip, but we wind up winning two of the four, and we're going to take a break because Emerson Edom will spend some time with Alexis Downey from our studio in Southern California. We'll be heading home, and we hope to see everybody a Wednesday at Honda Center at 7 o'clock against Columbus. The final 4-3 Ducks over the Sabres. Thanks for listening. Our postgame show will start after this upcoming timeout here on DuckStream. Powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthews scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Freakin' Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 themed and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at anaheimducks.com/promos.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by Tune. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. An Anaheim Ducks win on the road in Buffalo this morning. 4-3, the final over the Sabres. Alexis Downey with you. Emerson Needham in Buffalo, finishing out this road trip, game 4 of 4. Emmer, what a way to end the trip for this Ducks team.
Yeah, and you look at some of these performances, that Vetrano, McTavish, and Terry Lyon. You look at Frank Vetrano, he's got 5 shots on goal, of course, coming out of this one with 2 tucks, and he comes out with a hit and a takeaway. And look, it's he's got a block shot. He plays the complete game there. I thought that whole line, I mean, you mentioned it there coming out of break, you know, how just dominant they were. So, I mean, he led the way. Mason McTavish just was making plays at a whole nother level here today. And that's a big reason why this Ducks team came out with the win.
Another part of that, John Gibson in the net coming up huge, 37 total shots for Buffalo. He made 34 saves as a part of that. So let's get into the highlights from this game, starting in that first period, which did start with a Buffalo goal in this one. Jordan Greenway put a hard shot past John Gibson in the net, 9:07 into that first frame.
Ducks get it at center ice, turn it over. Here comes Cousins. They score! Cousins got the puck to Jordan Greenway, who banged it home. And for Greenway, that's goal number 9 and a 1-0 Buffalo lead.
Now, Jordan Greenway had an early opportunity in the first 5 minutes of the game, but was rewarded then with that goal. Emmer, I mean, what was impressive about his game for the Sabres?
Yeah, you know, he was just all over the ice, and the coach and staff for their team entrusted in him being one of those guys at the end of the game trying to put his team, you know, get them within a winning margin and tie that one up. So, look, the coaches gave him opportunity after opportunity, and he was great. That tuck from that primetime spot, really just it was the highlight of a great performance by him.
Now, the Anaheim Ducks then did respond in that first period, not long after that goal from Jordan Greenway. It was Adam Henrique for Anaheim who got the Ducks on the board, 10-10 into that first frame.
Sabres back to the left of their goaltender, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. There's a shot. Henrique scores. Puck came free from the corner. Henrique was all by himself and wristed one in by Luukkonen. And the Ducks get the goal back. They just gave up and have tied up the contest at 1-1.
Now, with that goal in the corner there, I mean, Ross Johnston making a good play on the wall, gets it to Max Jones, and then finds Adam Henrique. What did you like in particular about the way that all connected?
Well, I love the board battle won by Ross Johnston to start that playoff. Look, this is Ross Johnston, a guy who just continues to show good things offensively too. He always takes that one extra second to analyze the play. He never wants to get rid of it. And for a guy that maybe is known more for his fighting, I think over the last little stretch, he has been making some great plays. Not too long ago, there was a great neutral zone play where it was between the legs and he was a no-look pass. That's Ross Johnston right there. That's the big, tough guy making some highly skilled plays. And then how about that one touch, that perfect touch from Max Jones there right on the tape of Adam Henrique. And That was just a one touch. Adam Henrique makes no mistake, but it was a came off quick, and he just continues to put himself in the right areas to be able to find ways to put those home.
So a 1-1 game after that first period, but most of the action in this one coming in this second period, a lot of goals were scored as a part of that. So we're going to get to some of those right now, starting with Tage Thompson, a one-timer on the power play, giving Buffalo the lead.
Back again, Darlene. For Cousins, now a drive by Thompson missed, and boy, he has some mustard on those shots. Here's another drive. Thompson again. He scores. And I have to tell you, there wasn't much room on that side of the net. Gibson had very little room between him and the post, and somehow Thompson fired the puck by him to give Buffalo a score and a lead of 2-1.
Now, we know Tage Thompson is a big part of that Sabres team, and you have to think that maybe, you know, Ducks assistant coach Brent Thompson, his father, was a little happy seeing that, but more happy that the Ducks were able to respond after that.
Yeah, it's that the father-son dynamic that is so talked about so often leading up to this kind of game, and just the family dynamic, of course, Craig Johnson and Ryan Johnson in that dynamic, and it just adds to the buildup for these sorts of tilts. But look, Tage Thompson, they continued. It was almost 2-3 times before he eventually tucked on that one. They were just trying to feed him, and over and over and over again, that is their game plan. Feed Tage Thompson on that near side flank.
Now, the Ducks did keep it going next, and it was Frank Vatrano, the next two goals, both of them coming from him. The first one, 11:59 into that second period.
Skinner rink wide, and Thompson circles back to get possession. Uh-oh, lost it, then falling down McTavish, but got it. Killorn shot, stopped by Lukanen. Another drive. That's a score! That puck trickled through the Buffalo netminder, and Anaheim has tied the game up with McTavish, Vatrano combining. Frank Vatrano will get the goal, and it's 2-2.
And McTavish, a part of Frank Vatrano's second goal, too. A really nice pass over to Vatrano, who was streaking in to give the Ducks a 3-2 lead.
5:30 to go and a fast-moving second. Puck centered, score! Guess who got that one? Guy that just scored a few minutes ago, Frank Vatrano. He's having himself a good afternoon in Buffalo, New York. Opportunity there for Anaheim. And what a pass from McTavish. It's a 3-2 Ducks lead.
So Frank Vatrano scoring in the span of 2.5 minutes, a very short amount of time in the game, but giving the Ducks the lead there. One thing about that, though, was some of the passing from Mason McTavish as a part of both of those goals, Emmer.
Yeah, what a sauce pass there. Good 30 feet to a backdoor Frank Vatrano, who makes no mistake on the one-time finish. And you know, once again, those are... Frank Vatrano makes him look easy there, those one-time finishes, but different angles, that puck coming from a higher to mid-level or lower, it's a tough angle, and it's so hard to execute, but he just makes it look so easy.
Now, the Sabres did respond, though. Zach Benson tying the game up at 3, but it was Troy Terry before the period ended that gave the Ducks another lead, 4-3 in this one.
Out of the net, Lukanen gave it up. Ducks with a chance here. Go to the net. A shot. Score! A score there. That puck somehow made it through the legs of Lukanen after a nice playoff to the side of the net. Well, we were talking about Troy Terry perhaps getting a goal, and he gets one here to put Anaheim up by one.
Anaheim a lead going into that final frame, and it was really John Gibson who made quite the difference in the end. He had a huge save on Tage Thompson with 8:19 on the clock. Maybe the save that saved this game for the Ducks, just extending his glove along the crease.
Buffalo moves up the ice. Cousins long pass ahead. Tage Thompson winds up with it, works over the Anaheim defense. Lacombe playing today. There's a shot in front, and John Gibson just saved the game there with a sprawling save, and I can't wait to look at a replay there. I can't believe he made the save.
One of the best saves of this season, maybe the best one yet. Highway robbery, John Gibson.
All right, you got to talk about seeing that save in person at the game, Emmer. I mean, what? How did that one happen?
Well, it was Tage Thompson, just patience, and he can, you know, create that, the patience that is so high end, and those plays end tight with his big frame fending off pressure, and just, you know, hands of magic in tight. We can see in those areas from Tage Thompson, and he did his best to outweight Gibby there, and Gibby just really laying that arm out. Last ditch effort to fin that one off, and he gets it done. What a glove save, and I have not seen a save like that in some time.
So the Ducks getting a 4-3 win, finishing out this road trip. Emmer, before I let you go, just your thoughts on the way that Anaheim was able to end this road trip, 2-2 in the four games that they played.
Well, this is a team that is known for really responding well. It seems as if the Montreal game, first game of this road trip, it doesn't go their way. They respond well against Ottawa. Don't have a good game against Toronto. Even though that they were the slower team first 10 minutes of the hockey game, I'd say for the last 50 minutes of that game, they were the better team. And it goes to show once again that the preparedness, the taking advantage of practices, that was a theme in our pregame show that we talked a lot about, and them having a good practice before some of their wins here on the road trip. It's good to see if they can just, you know, have that, keep up that consistency, the translatable good practices turn into good games. I think they're going to have a solid down the stretch run here.
Consistency is a word that we really have used all season long, and looking forward to seeing how that maybe can translate in the Ducks' last games that they have coming up ahead for the team. The next one at home at Honda Center. Emmer, we'll see you back here on Wednesday. Safe travels back, and you know, maybe if you can bring some Tim Hortons back, I wouldn't mind that.
Okay, let me see what I can do. Hey, can't wait to get back and continue to hopefully winning.
All right, awesome. We'll look forward to that on Wednesday this week. And for those listening, stick around for the rest of this post game show when we come back from the break.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are teaming up with the Disneyland Resort for Ducks Days at Disney on February 22nd and 23rd. Make sure to wear your favorite Ducks gear. Hustle over to Hollywoodland at Disney California Adventure Park and come celebrate our 30th anniversary season. See your favorite Ducks players and alumni in special events like the Cavalcade, meet and greet, or stop by the Fan Zone and hang out with myself, DJ JoJo, DJ Schmitty, Allie Kay, Alexis Downey, Emerson Edom, and more. Visit Disneyland.com/Anaheim Ducks Days and make your reservations today.
Back with the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you, recapping this 4-3 Ducks win on the road in Buffalo this morning, an early one for us on the West Coast, but local time, a 12:30 Eastern time start. The Ducks finishing off this road trip strong with a win today, a nice bounce back after that game on Saturday over the Toronto Maple Leafs. They end the road trip 2-2 with a win over Ottawa and a win, of course, today over Buffalo. So some good stuff in the end by the Anaheim Ducks. You know, this game also just didn't start with that same energy that I was hoping to see from the Ducks, but they did get it going a little bit later in that first period. Second period, of course, that's when all the scoring was happening and the Ducks able to start to change the pace a little bit. Also, that final frame, just where we saw them tighten up defensively, and obviously John Gibson, a huge part of that, stopping 34 of 37 in the net, a huge part of this Ducks win today. So let's get to some of your thoughts on this game from our text messages. The first one says, "Let's go Ducks. Hope everyone has a safe flight home." Another one says, "What a nail biter. Great game, Gibby. Hope to see them do the same on Wednesday," from Henry. Henry, I hope so too. A game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's also going to be Lunar New Year at Honda Center. For those that are coming, you can expect to see that celebration as well. But certainly hoping that the Ducks can get home today a little bit earlier in the day because of the time change. When they come back, they'll gain a couple hours, of course. Maybe get some rest tonight, get a good practice in tomorrow, and get ready for that game on Wednesday. Keep it rolling. Another text that we got here: "Nothing like some Ducks in the morning." Yeah, this is the fifth matinee game of the season. Kind of hard to believe that we've played so many of them throughout this year. The Ducks now 3-2 in matinee contest for this season. I think back to the last one that the Ducks played on the road in Florida against the Florida Panthers back in the month of January, about a month ago. That was an exciting overtime win for the team. Alex Killorn coming up really big in that game. It's good to see him back on the top line today, playing alongside Leo Carlson and Ryan Strome. So they've done well in these matinee games and have a couple left on the season, just two more of them to go. But this is the last early morning one, and I'm kind of glad on that end because it's a little early for me with the coffee and the pregame show, but no more of that the rest of the season. Another text that we got here: "Well, it is nice to go 2-2 on the road. I was hoping for more with a four-game Eastern Canada road trip with no back-to-back." So that's a good point. The team didn't have to play any of those back-to-backs as a part of this road trip. They did get those days off. And we do know that those practices made a difference. I mean, certainly making a difference for today's game, making a difference for that Ottawa game. And that's, I think, what says a lot about the team getting that extra time to kind of, you know, work on some things, work on areas of the game that they want to solidify up. And that's what made, you know, maybe a little bit of the difference in this game today, just having that extra time to have that practice and just reset for this one today. But I can understand wanting some more, but you know, we're happy with the 2-2 from this road trip. And I know someone else that could be happy about this road trip, a game that he played really well in today: Frank Vatrano, 2 goals. He had 6 points on this road trip in the last 3 games that he played in, 6 points on this road trip, not including that Montreal game. So great stuff from Frank Vatrano. And we actually get the chance to hear from him down in the locker room in Buffalo after this one.
We need to have a response like that after Saturday's game.
I was big. We weren't happy with it. I could practice yesterday and kind of put it behind us and came out a little flat, but I think we had a good know, last 40 minutes, I think.
What allowed you guys to stay through? How much did John Gibson help you guys?
Yeah, he got us the saves we need him. He's a big part of our team. You know, he's always playing well for us, gives us a chance to win every single night. And for us, we just got to lock it down defensively for him. And I think we did that the last 12 or so minutes of that third.
On your first goal that was just behind him, what did you see? Did you know the puck had sped through him?
I saw the shot come from the wing, and I saw it kind of drop behind him, and he kind of lost track of it, so I beat my D-man at the end. You know, it's a lucky one.
What's the difference in these two games against him this year?
We're running a good team. They want to play offense, and we know if we lock it down defensively, we're going to get our chances and get the odd man rushes. So that's what we did tonight. Kept them in front of us and you know, capitalized on our chances.
Frank, what's it mean to finish the road trip with a win?
It's great. It's always good winning in this league. It's hard to win in this league, and now we're going back to sunny California.
Sorry, Frank, for being here a little late, but just any thoughts of having a good taste in your mouth after what happened on Saturday?
Yeah, we're happy with it. Put it behind us after practice yesterday, looked at some things, and knew we needed to respond, and we did.
Thanks. Thank you.
Frank Vetrano there talking about what the Ducks were able to do yesterday, putting that game behind them on Saturday, had that nice practice yesterday, worked on a couple things, and got it done today, executed well in this game. As he mentioned, you know, just that last 40 minutes, how solid the defensive play was and how the team was able to, you know, kind of execute on that defensive play to then turn into some odd man rushes for them as well, taking advantage of some of the turnovers that Buffalo had in that second period. It was interesting watching the way this game went, because that first period and watching it, you know, most of that period for the Ducks, I was getting a little worried. They had some turnovers. Buffalo was really taking advantage of that play from the Ducks. The Ducks only putting up 4 shots on net in that first period. Buffalo had 15 of their own. But then that kind of flipped the script in the second period when the Ducks were not the ones turning pucks over. It was actually Buffalo that couldn't get out of their zone. The Ducks taking advantage of that, keeping pucks in the zone, keeping them deep. And that ultimately led to some of those chances, especially we saw that diving play by Mason McTavish to keep the puck in the zone once Buffalo turned the puck over. That was on Frank Vetrano's first goal in that second period. So there was just some opportunities in the second period that the Ducks were able to take advantage of, and obviously leading to some goals and leading to a solid play in the third period defensively, like I mentioned. So Frank Vetrano, 4 goals on this road trip. He had 6 points, as I mentioned. Troy Terry, though, a 3-point game for him. Great to see from him as well. He had a goal and 2 assists in this one tonight. That line just playing so well together. And when we come back, we'll get to also hear from Troy Terry.
Celebrate love this February by discovering something new. Whether it's a weekly podcast,
an extensive collection of regular,
brand new audiobook,
introduction, you have spent countless moments,
or even curated music stations like today's hits, classic rock,
to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you,
or smooth jazz. Find something new to fall in love with this February, right here on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on
the... Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
We're back with the post-game show on DuckStream here, talking about this Ducks win in Buffalo this morning. Troy Terry, a part of this as well. He had a goal and two assists, 3 points on the night. He finishes this four-game road trip with 5 points, his other two coming in that game against the Ottawa Senators. So the two wins on the road trip, Troy Terry contributes to the score sheet. And he had some things to say about this game today in Buffalo. So let's head down to the locker room and take a listen to what he had to say.
We're just a little tentative, and that team plays a fast brand of hockey, and they stretch the zone out. So if you're not ready, they'll get odd man rushes. So kind of came together as a group after the first, and thought we rallied pretty good afterwards. Overall proud of how the guys did.
The importance of responding each time they scored, and to keep this game close, and then go ahead.
Yeah, it's. Just the swing of momentum in that game was kind of all over the place. We scored, they scored the following. It might have been three consecutive shifts at one point. It was close to that. So it's kind of the way this game goes. Sometimes that's kind of what we've struggled with this year, is kind of the swings in the game and that type of thing. So, that was one of the things I'm most proud of the team, was just kind of how we, managed kind of the momentum of the game and stayed with it.
What can you say about your goalies, especially in the first period?
Yeah, I forget to talk about him sometimes because he just is like that every night for us. He really is, the backbone of our team. And, some games, you almost take it for granted. And, we hang him out to dry. And, he just... it's our job to, give him as much support as we can. And some of the saves he made tonight were just... outrageous.
When your line is on, I don't know if it was a coincidence, but going to the net seemed to really be the thing for you guys today.
Yeah, I think it's a good combination of some skill and some power and forechecking. And I think when we're good, we're making plays, but it's a little more simple and straightforward. And we've at least got one or two guys going to the net. And Frank has got that many goals for a reason, because he goes there and he can score. So good job, by him, making sure he's in the right spots and he can put them home.
How'd you beat UPL? Where'd that puck go?
I just kind of got it low and kind of ran out of space. So I just tried to make a quick move out and just get it on net. And I think it went under his arm or something. It's just one of those goals. Sometimes you put one in the corner, you think it's for sure going in, and the goalie makes a good save. So it was just an in-tight goal that just happened to find a way through.
Thank you
guys.
Troy Terry there speaking about this win in Buffalo, and just speaking on how he was able to get that, what would be the game-winning goal for the Ducks in the back of the net. Just right place, right time for him, sneaking the puck right in the back of the net. He now has 42 points on his year, and that also brings me to the team's leader in points, Frank Vetrano, now 44 on his season, which is a career high for him. That was something I talked a little bit about in the pregame show, how he was getting close You know, he had just passed that 41 from last season, got 42, which was a career high. He just is going to continue that number now up to 44. So great to see from Frank Vetrano in this game, and also from Troy Terry, their line doing so well. I liked the note about how his line was able to get to the net front in this game too, because that's something that head coach Greg Cronin talks a bit about, just trying to get to the net, how when you're at the net front, you know, there's a higher chance that you're able to find a rebound or a puck to get in the back of the net. And that is what their line was doing, and it was working for them in this game tonight, or today rather, this early game for the team. So obviously some good stuff from them, and hoping to see that continued production into you know, that next game that we have on Wednesday for the Ducks. We did receive another message here that I'd like to get to. The season feels disappointing, but I forget how hard it is to build chemistry with so many guys missing time, and boy, is Troy Terry becoming an all-around star and leading this team. I mean, Troy Terry was an all-star, you know, the past two seasons for a reason. He's so well-spoken, just someone that loves the game, is loved in the locker room, and, you know, that he really stepped up in today's game in addition to his whole line. But yeah, you have a good point. I've talked a little bit about that throughout this season, just how hard it is to build chemistry. In looking at, you know, this Ducks lineup, it's funny, actually, you bring this point up too, because I was just looking at how many Ducks players have played all 55 games for the team this season. And in my quick math during the break there, I only counted 3 Ducks players that have been a part of all 55 games, those being Frank Vetrano, Cam Fowler, and Sam Carrick. Those were the 3 guys that have played all 55 games for the Ducks this season. Jakob Silfverberg at 54, so only missing 1 game. But, I mean, that says a lot about where this team is at and just how they've had to go through all of these ups and downs as they've lost so many guys to injuries throughout the year. And that is one of the hardest parts about this game, is just trying to find chemistry with a young team when you're not having the consistency every night with the lineup. So certainly something to always remember when you're looking at how, you know, the year has gone, because there have been a lot of ups and downs, but that is something that obviously has hurt the team a bit this year. But good to see that a lot of the guys are starting to, you know, get back, and we're starting to see more healthy guys. You know, Brock McGinn still out, obviously Trevor Zegras still out, but for the most part, good to see some of the guys coming back as of late and, you know, making a difference on the ice too. Obviously Alex Killorn, I mentioned, he played on the top line tonight, his second game back after the knee surgery, which, by the way, he came back so quickly, and he looks good. He looks strong, ready to go. So good on Alex Killorn to be able to just jump back in after having knee surgery. I can't imagine being able to do something like that. It's definitely some mental toughness on that end as well. So as I mentioned, the Ducks' next game on Wednesday at home, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets. That is a 7:00 start time. We will have the pregame show for you at 6:30. So the Ducks finish this road trip on a high note, looking to keep it rolling this week with another game coming up at Honda Center. Excited to be back home after the team is on the road for the last 4 games. And you can stick around after the break, as we will have the Ducks and Sabres replay coming up for you. I'm sure that the assistant coach Brent Thompson and assistant coach Craig Johnson were loving this one tonight. They were able to get the win once again over their sons on the Sabres, Tage and Ryan. You know, so they have the bragging rights in the family right now, sweeping the Sabres this season, but we'll see how that plays out going forward. I'm sure there's a lot of love there, but definitely some bragging rights now. So once again, thank you for tuning in for this post-game show. As always, I am Alexis Downey, and you are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
February is the shortest month of the year, but don't let that stop you from discovering new stations, podcasts, or audiobooks from curated music stations like Today's Hits.
Hey guys, it's Tamar Gray here.
Benson Boone.
Hey, young Lil Nas X.
Why is it over?
To reliable news stations like MSNBC.
The Ukrainian side is having challenges with ammunition and resupply and logistics. The Russian side is having...
Find something that excites you. We've got it all right here on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. You keep saying you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative. Everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perfect.
Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League. And the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, Pitbull. The party continues. Three global superstars in a once-in-a-lifetime show. The Trilogy Tour. Enrique. Ricky. Pitbull. Live in Anaheim. Honda Center, Saturday, February 3rd. Get tickets now at
I'm a fireball.
Attention all Anaheim Ducks fans, are you ready to join the coolest club in town? The Wild Wingers Kids Club is here, and you don't want to miss out. For just $35, your child can become a proud member of the Wild Wingers Kids Club. With their membership, they'll receive invites to our parties and our 30th anniversary kit that includes discounts, a tin lunchbox, a trendy reversible beanie, a collectible Wild Wing trading card, and a silicone poppet toy. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub or visit our booth at any Ducks home game to become an official member.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. Please stay tuned. A replay of today's game will begin shortly.